Y'all, let me just tell you, this whole entire James, Charles, Jeffree Star, and Tati thing, what the fuck? Oh my god. I don't even know where to fucking start. Like, first Tati fires up the whole, oh, I'm just so sad. Ooh, he's not using my brand. Why James Charles? And like, then she just, you know, James is all like, you know, can we talk about this in private? And then Tati just fucking explodes on the internet and like shames James Charles for no fucking reason at all. Oh, and then Jeffree Star goes out and like tells all James' friends, like, you know, why the fuck are you friends with this monster? And then James finally posts the truth. And holy shit, Tati and Jeffree just got fucking dissed, okay? Like, he has all the evidence, he has all the text message receipts, he legit even has the data from the fucking, you know, company where, he, you know, his phone comes from. And I'm like, holy fucking shit, he has everything in a row. And then Tati goes and deletes both her videos, and I'm over here like, this bitch is fucking stupid. Like, you can't do that. And then she posts a video about makeup, and I'm like, you can't just sit there and act like nothing fucking happened. She doesn't even mention the incident. She just acts like nothing happened at all. And I'm over here like, oh, no, ma'am, you can't fucking do that. No way. Mm-mm. But Jeffree did post a video about, you know, he's never gonna get into this kind of shit again. He's done. He thought he was right, and he thought Tati was telling the truth, but even he was kind of pissed off, and apologized to James. And honestly, I'm kind of proud of James. He's really worked through this shit, and for a teenager, he's pretty fucking damn smart. And I know we all have our moments, and even James messes up, but like, take it easy on the fucking kid. He's 19. Damn, I think Tati would have known better than to just diss the fucking kid, and maybe, oh, I don't know, talk to him in fucking private? That would have been great. And if she had a problem, she should have talked to him, staged an intervention. Fuck, get him a counseling session. Anything besides posting it on the fucking internet would have been smarter than posting it on the fucking internet. My god. Sorry, I know. I'm really fired up right now about this because, like, you just can't fucking do that. Including after being a fucking guru for so long, you'd think she would have been hella fucking wise. Well, shit, y'all. Bitches be wrong as fuck. She ain't no wiser than a fucking snake. It's sad that James is wiser. That's fucking depressing. When you realize the person you thought who was a snake all along was the fucking wise old man and sitting on top of the hill like, bitch, I told you. Legit, I just kind of sat there and watched this all happen. I didn't even comment or unsubscribe from anyone. I just sat here, waited it out. And now I'm expressing how I feel about this shit. And honestly, really, Tati, you could have done better than what you did. And James, babe, I'm so sorry. You've had your controversies. This one definitely shouldn't have happened to you. And Jeffree, come on, man. Don't do that thing where you read comments, explode on people, and then say sorry. Take a minute, take a breather, step back, ask Charles what's going on. You know, don't be that dick. Please, for the love of God. Anyways, moving on from that situation, moving on to me. Today, on me versus my PMDD, I've legit, like, it's been a really hard day. It's been really weird. Let's see, first, you know, my sister, she's acting weird, and, she's probably all the stress from moving and stuff, and feeling like she needs to get, you know, right back into another house right after she sold her house. And I'm just like, girl, you need to slow it down. You have a year lease on the freaking apartment that you and your husband have. Chill out. It'll be okay. Take a breather. You have a year. You're fine. But she's just feeling like she needs to jump right into it and get a house now. And I'm like, none of the houses are screaming to you or your husband. You'll be fine. Just give it a minute. Hell, take a break. It is summer. You have a baby. Chill out. Get your shit out of your house. First priority. Take a breather. Go to the pool. Relax. And maybe in a month or two, go look at a house. Or two, or maybe five. I don't care. Just take a minute. Oh, and her husband, like, they've been arguing constantly. And I'm like, oh my god. Just pick a house that both benefits your needs. You know you don't need a giant plot of land for farming. No, you don't need a tiny-ass little apartment or a shabby-ass house with a nice pool in the backyard. Just pick a house and wait for it. If you need to wait for it, it makes more sense not to just jump into things. And when you're ready, jump into it. And then go for the house. Like, if you need a break, take a break. Heck, even I know my limits with these kinds of things. And also, the second thing that really annoyed me today was the fact that this guy I'm talking to, tomorrow, we're supposed to go on our first little date thing, and I'm really nervous, and honestly, I think he's super nervous, but he didn't text me all day, and he really worried me, because I texted him, like, 5 times on, like, separate hours, and, you know, he finally texted back, and I was like, don't do that, you scared me, like, for real, I thought you were gonna bail on me and just act like you didn't know what I was talking about, and, like, I'm that kind of person who's really emotional, and if you don't talk to me, I start assuming and, like, overthinking and freaking the fuck out. But he apologized. He said he was good, but if for some reason he couldn't sleep, and I was like, it's probably because tomorrow is gonna happen, and, you know, we're both nervous. It's a lot. But, like, I told him just to take a breather, meditate, you know. Do you, fam? And, yeah, third thing was that my aunt's birthday was today, and my mom was being a bitch the whole time, but I love her, it's just, when she drinks, damn. Hell, even I needed a sip, because of damn. We call my mom Margo when she's drunk, and let me just say, the bitch needs to tone it down. I love her. Chill the fuck out. It's gonna be okay. My god. I had to drive home drunk parents, and that was not fun. But, you know, in the end, I started crying. It was good, you know. Came into my room, you know, and just, it's whatever. And now I'm just, you know, chilling out. I was playing The Sims, and, finally accomplished having, like, 5 kids in the fucking Sims. So that was something. That was interesting. And, just super fucking tired right now, and I just wish I was less stressed and I wasn't so emotional right now. Because honestly, I don't feel too good. And it, like, I need to feel good for tomorrow. I'm honestly on, like, exhaustion 9000, and heck, there's still makeup on my face, and I just rubbed off, like, all of it hours ago. Like, how the fuck? Oh, not to mention the fact I'm grounded made me really depressed. So I texted all my best friends, you know, that I really missed them, and sorry that I got grounded. And I don't know how long I'm gonna be grounded, but I'm hoping not for long, because I really need to get out of the house. It's not good for me. And it's just, it's overwhelming. I really miss it. I miss my friends. And hell, you know I've been spending a bunch of fucking time with my family. Cause damn. Oof. Just oof. Well, I think that's all I have to do with this venting session today. I will probably post in the future, but only when I need to vent. It's been a lot more stressful lately than it needs to be. It's kind of hard to explain on here. It's personal. And, I will probably talk tomorrow because my guy friend is coming over, my date. So, just expect to hear from me or not. It's honestly gonna turn either way. So, that was, I'm Livy. Thanks for listening, and, have a good night.